Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend everybody go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. You can do it from the Google and Apple store too, but from the website, you can do it. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. And look, I was listening to one of those promos that said Alexa. Now, can you take us through that? How does somebody download the app by just saying Alexa? I mean, can I say Alexa, do the dishes? Is Alexa going to do the dishes? How does it work?
Hey, man, I'm not an Amazon representative, so I can't speak on the Alexa doing your dishes for you. You're going to have to follow up with Amazon on that one. But no, you can now enable the Devil Radio app on Alexa and other smart devices. I believe if you have a Google Home, we're still waiting on a process for that. Google doesn't have a super streamlined smart speaker app application thing right now. So I'm working on that one. But yes, you can tell Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then after you enable Devil Radio, you can just simply say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. So it's a great way to listen on your smart speakers, but you do have to do that kind of additional step. It's not just set up, ready to play Devil Radio, say, off the first time. You do have to say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio, and then Alexa, play Devil Radio. So that's okay. How you can listen to Devil Radio on your Alexa smart devices.
Excellent. Yeah, so Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Alexa, play Devil Radio. Okay, that's pretty simple. So you have a smartphone, go ahead and do that. Or download it from the Apple Google Store. And the other thing I want to say, we do have a link on the website, support Devil Radio. Many of you have said you'd like to. Thank you very much. Go ahead, click on it, see how you can support it. And I'm going to say something about if you have a small business or you're in politics or you want to be in politics, you're in a primary somewhere, you're in a tough race, you're in any race, the most cost-effective thing you can do is to advertise on Devil Radio. Why do I say that? Because you have a captive audience of thousands of people around the state, and not just in the Madison area, believe me. If you're running for mayor of Milwaukee in a primary, you're crazy not to do it. Your name will get around in donor circles, in political circles. Name recognition, name will get around. Same with small business. You have a restaurant, you have something else. It's very, very cost effective. You'd be surprised if you call for a quote. They'll do the production. And let me tell you a personal experience I had one time about name recognition. If they don't know you, they don't vote for you or buy your stuff. People vote for people they recognize, and people buy stuff from people they recognize. And that's just a plain sad fact. One time I was running for office early on, and nobody knew me from Adam. And so a guy that's doing my radio goes, we're going to put on 30 seconds and just say your name. And he used male and female voices, young and old, and go, Matt Flynn, low, up, you know. So, I mean, it's pretty crude. It was very crude. So I'm shaking hands at a Sponfarkle somewhere, and guy comes up to me, stick out my hand, say, I'm Matt Flynn. And he grabs it. He wouldn't let go. You're Matt Flynn. He said, that goddamn thing. He said, I'm a trucker, and I drive, and that thing goes on, and I'm tired of it. I turn off the radio. But he remembered the name. And if he goes in and he doesn't know anybody else's name, he's sort of semi-kidding. You see what I'm saying? Get your name around. I don't know who you are. I don't care who you are. Call in. I don't know who you are. Nobody knows who you are. It's a cold universe. And when you die, you go out in the cold universe. Hopefully you go to heaven, depending on what you believe. I believe you'll go to heaven. But you know something? It's a big cold universe. Get your name out there. And that's the only way you're going to do it. You can afford to do it. If you can afford to go on TV, go on TV. You can't afford to go on TV, go on Devil Radio. Okay, I've had my say, spoke my piece. Coronavirus. There are two new variants. You must be aware of these variants. They're called variants of interest. You can morph from a variant to a variant of interest to a variant of concern. Right now, they're variants of interest. What do I mean by that? One of them is the Moo variant. No, it's not a cow. It's not M-O-O. It's not that Moo. It's M-U. M-U. The M-U variant out of Colombia, South America. 39% of the cases in Colombia right now are the Mu variant. Why has that elevated to a variant of interest? I don't know if you know this, but there are tons of variants all the time. You know, this is evolution, mutations, they come out. You've seen, let's put this in ducks and bunnies for everybody, okay? You've seen the artist renditioning on TV of one of the variants and of the virus, the alpha virus, for instance, is a fuzzy ball with these fuzzy spikes coming off, right? Okay, let's just say that's what it looks like under a microscope. Inevitably, there are going to be variants by mutation where the spikes disappear. They're half the size, they're double the size. The ball's a triangle, whatever, whatever, whatever. You see what I'm saying? I mean, this is being metaphorical. This happens all the time. And most of them, no one cares because Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson can get them. They can give you immunity. Get them, get them. Occasionally, there's one of interest where that means that they'll have to study it further because this thing might actually overcome the vaccinations. Because if that ever happens, then everybody's, quote, unvaccinated, and you got to go back to ground zero. That has not happened yet. But with the Mu variant, it's of interest. There's another variant from South Africa called the C.1.2 variant. They haven't given it a name yet. So far, they're debating whether to make it a variant of interest. The reason I say that is all the indications are that it's being outcompeted by the Delta variant, which is virulent and accounts for more than 90% of the cases in the United States right now. The Delta variant edged out the Alpha variant. Believe it or not, in the evolution of these things, the mutation of these things, it's sort of like predators and gazelles on the Serengeti, okay? If you have one kind of variant, one kind of COVID that's doing a lot of bad things, if a stronger, bigger, tougher one comes along, it pushes that one out, eats it, gets rid of it, and it takes over. Delta did that to Alpha. Right now, there's no indication that South Africa C.1.2 can do it to Delta. So it's not of interest yet. If it ever happened, it would be of interest. Then they would test to see whether it could defeat the vaccine. If it defeated the vaccine, it would be of concern, real concern, because they would have to start giving new shots. Same with the Mu, M-U, not M-O-O, not a cow, Mu, M-U from Colombia, South America, 39% of the cases are in Colombia. That indicates that down there, it's had success in overcoming the Delta variant and being the 800-pound gorilla, being the lion that eats the gazelle, okay? So that's not a good situation. People from Colombia come to this country all the time. We have baseball players, very good baseball players. We have tourists. We have people who have family, that kind of thing. And it will get a toehold. And the question is, can it defeat Delta? Then if it can defeat Delta, it apparently did in Colombia, can it defeat the vaccine? There's no indication that it can, but they haven't done all the tests so far. So be aware of those two variants and be aware of the fact that things like this mutate and they evolve. They evolve. What this highlights to me is the irrationality and really the treachery, the betrayal of the interests of the states for which they're governors, of Republican governors and Republican legislatures doing everything in their power to throw doubt on vaccines and to go anti-masker. Anti-masker, anti-vaxxer. Ron Johnson, for instance, the senator from our state, never been vaccinated, never will be vaccinated. He got COVID early on. He figures, I beat it. That's false. Everybody at the CDC, the Center of Disease Control, says even though you got it, that does not give you the antibodies to keep it away again. You got to get vaccinated. Johnson says, I don't believe them. I know more than they do. Really? Okay. You have what, a PhD in epidemiology? You're a medical doctor? What? You went to college? That's it? And you don't know beans? And you're talking up Intervectum, the dewormer of 2,000-pound horses? And that's what you think you're doing? And hydroxychloroquine, a malaria drug? One drug treats malaria, the other one deworms horses? If anybody under 250 pounds takes it, knock them off. Over 250 could knock them off anyway. What? You say there's a lot of people in Wisconsin over 250 pounds? Well, there aren't a lot. There are, you know, some. Okay. So what? Take a chance? Maybe a 500-pound guy might not get killed. 2,000-pound horse can take it. Give me a break. The CDC and the rest of them put out promos, ads. The first line is, you are not a horse. It's like, you are not a horse. Okay? Hey, Johnson, you're not a horse. You're a bad senator. Even you are not a horse. And I don't think you took Intervectum. Why don't you go on TV with a whole slug, you know, a whole mess of Intervectum, and somebody there with a lab kit, make sure it really is, and then you're not taking sugar pills, okay? And then, right, or, you know, and then swallow it. Go ahead, show me. I don't think you'll do it. I don't think you'll do it. You know, Robin Voss, anti-masker. Robin Voss shows up at the voting booth a year ago, April, in like a space suit, like he could have been on the space station. The guy had a helmet. The guy had a shield, trembling. He had a robe. He had all sorts of PPP. A nurse could have used that. You know, some back then couldn't find him. Robin Voss did. And so what are these guys doing? What are you doing? You know what you're doing? Because something like almost 50% of the country hasn't been vaccinated because they listen to your stuff, your garbage. You have doctors that go on YouTube saying it, a couple of right-wing nut doctors. Yank their license. Yank their license. I mean, this is quackery. And a doctor takes a Hippocratic oath. They're violating the Hippocratic oath. Get rid of them. Get rid of them, because we depend on the professions to police themselves, lawyers and doctors. But what happens is you have a cesspool for mutants to play in, 50% of the population almost. So these things slosh around. If we had herd immunity, it'd only be like 15% of the population. And statistically, that wouldn't be enough for some of these variations to pop up. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.